I suspect that there may be some who wonder, why is this feast of the baptism of the Lord included in the Christmas season? The baptism of Jesus took place some 30 years after his birth. Why do we associate it with Christmas? Well, I think there's possibly two ways to look at that. One is, Christmas is not just about the birth of the Christ child. It is also about his being made known as the Lord and Savior of all people. And so we include Epiphany in the Christmas season because it is the feast of the manifestation of Christ, but also the baptism is a manifestation because we hear the Father's voice. This is my beloved Son. But another reason for including it in the Christmas season is that it is a transition. It is a transition from the private life, the hidden life of Christ, to his public life. It marks an end of one thing and the beginning of another thing. And including it in the Christmas season very much associates it yet with that hidden life of Christ at the beginning of the public life. If you go to the scriptures today, and I'm going to focus on the first and the third, you will see that Matthew is trying very hard in his gospel to let us know that this Christ is the fulfillment of a promise. This Christ is the fulfillment of what had been prophesied through the Old Testament. Note in the gospel, right at the end, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Go to the first reading, "My chosen one, with whom I am pleased." And then a little earlier in the gospel reading, "He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him." And in the first reading, "Upon whom I have put my Spirit." Matthew wants us to know that this Jesus, this child of Mary, is the fulfillment of a promise. He is the one that Israel had been awaiting, longing for. And yet the one who, when he came, they could not recognize. The baptism of the Lord is, in a sense, a commissioning. Jesus receiving from the Father that very bold, very clear statement, "You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." He is being sent forth now on his mission. The mission of proclaiming the good news of salvation, but not only proclaiming it by his words, but bringing it by his very life, especially by his dying. One of the things that becomes very clear in the feast of the baptism of the Lord is how Jesus identifies himself with sinners. The baptism of John was a baptism of repentance. It was a calling of people to change their lives. And even though Jesus had nothing to repent of, no personal sin, he took on the repentance that all of us need to do. He entered into that water to repent in our name, to carry our burden, to begin the process of reconciling us to the Father. What he did at the day of his baptism, he completed on the cross. Just as he had no need to enter in that water for repentance, neither did he have need to die upon the cross for anything that he had done. He did it for us, to carry our burdens, to free us from our sins, to bring us the hope of new life. One of the very important things that has been recognized in our tradition from the very beginning is that Jesus took on our humanity so that we might share his divinity. He took our human nature so that he could share with us his divine nature. He could share his very life with us. That was the purpose of his coming. It wasn't some impersonal taking away our sins, but it was trying to give his very life to us, a life that we could begin to enjoy now, and a life that we could enjoy forever in the kingdom of heaven. And the beginning of that life for us is the waters of baptism. When we have been baptized, when we have been reborn in those life-giving waters. The nourishment of that for us is the Word of God in the bread and the cup of the Eucharist. As we constantly receive the body and blood of Christ and have that life deepened within us. Jesus wants to transform us into his very nature, share his very life with you and I. When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, he received a mission. The mission to declare salvation to the ends of the earth. Our baptism gives us a mission also. It is the mission that I spoke about last week. The mission of making Christ known in the world today. If through baptism I am an adopted son or daughter of God, if through baptism I am a member of the body of Christ, then I receive the mission that Jesus himself received on the day of his baptism. That mission to make him known. That mission to extend salvation to the ends of the earth. Our faith is just not about saving me or saving you. It is about bringing salvation to everyone. Why is that? Because God loves everyone. He wants to share his life with each and every person. He wants his salvation to extend to the ends of the earth. And we, the baptized, are the instrument through which he can do that. Once again, it is not that we are all to be preachers, but we are to be people who transform the world by our way of loving, our way of struggling for justice, our way of showing compassion and care in the world today. If the world can see Christ in you and in me, they will come to believe in him. If they do not see Christ in us, they will not come to faith in him. All of this is really a gift of God's great love. God loves so much that he wants to share his very life with each and every one of us, each and every person that he has created. He wants none to be lost, but all to come to eternal life. Jesus received his mission at his baptism. We too have been missioned. We have been sent forth to make Christ known in the world today.